Oh, I thought we were recording.
Oh, no. Not yet. We are now.
I thought we were recording all that bullshit we were doing.
It would have been funny. We probably should have.
Yeah, just 5 minutes of you guys blow torching.
Yep. Just fucking off. It can be bonus footage at the end of the
And then me going. Am I on? Let's see. I can hear
keep
you.
Talking.
Yeah, there we go.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I can hear you now. Cool.
Good. Sweet. Good for you, Will. Now you got sound. It's pretty neat.
We're back in the booth. The boys are here talking about magic.
And Salt Cave.
This week, what are we talking about, boys? We talking about some magic or what?
We're talking about some
magic
salt.
Tricks?
It's abracadabra. Abracadabra.
That's probably the best bit ever.
Yeah.
He's just looking at the camera smiling. Just abracadabra.
Oh, you guys aren't. You're not into magic tricks? You play the game magic. Well, abracadabra.
Oh, it's so excellent.
We did a little abracadabbering before we hit record.
Yeah, we did.
That was pretty fun.
For some of us.
No, it won't.
Brad laughed.
Yeah, it was fun. It's not nearly as fun as tearing cards in half, but still fun.
Yeah. You reanimated a Gentataxis.
Yeah.
That's
turn three.
I only kept the hand because I had reanimate in it.
Yeah, you had about 78 power on board at turn four.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
It's fun, fair, and friendly, fun magic.
Mm-hmm.
What they said.
Definitely run away.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah. I kept a two lander.
That Jota deck you built is stupid. It's only Praetors and that's it.
Yeah. And Omniscience.
And Show and Tell.
Yeah.
Intuition.
Gentataxis with Show and Tell is kind of funny, Brad. I have to admit.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. You get to play something.
Yep. But, you know, it makes me, I'm kind of excited for League.
Yeah.
You know, it's something we haven't done in
a few years.
It's been years. Yeah.
Yeah
legit
yeah.
years.
Well, so. Everyone was so salty after that. It was good to put it down for a while.
It's a lot. We needed a 2-year break.
It's a lot of organizing, too. You got to keep track of shit.
Yep.
We're just kind of like, whatever. Our play group changed.
Yep.
And it got big, and now it's back to a normal size.
Title of your sex tape.
Mm.
Yeah. It got big, said. But now it's back to normal size.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm just going to make a bunch of meme decks. I don't expect to win. I just want a meme.
I call bullshit.
Tommy Lee in his later years?
Yes.
Make a mushroom deck.
Yeah, what about Tommy Lee?
And just throwing it out there.
Just throwing it out there. Cool.
Yeah, what's up? He looks like he hasn't aged much. He's one of those dudes that just kind of looks the same.
Yeah, a lot of money does that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you just hang out and drum all day. You can do whatever you want. So, you know,
he did a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
he looks very good for the
body. That's what preserves internal organs is
right.
Alcohol and drugs.
Just like Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Also methadone and horrible.
The FDA is full of shit. Fucking idiots.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Hasn't Willie Nelson always been 60?
Yeah, I think he has been. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like Benjamin Button, but just born at a certain age instead of.
I think that's the trick. You got to age real fast and then you can't die for a long time.
Yeah, then you just stay there.
Uh huh. I think that's the trick. We're fucking up. Everyone's fucking up. You got to age fast.
That's what
if you look like you're 60 when you're 32, then you're old forever.
Yeah.
Like, just get old first.
Like rest in peace and rest in peace, Betty White, man. She's fucking 90.
Yeah, she looked the same from Golden Girls until now.
Pretty. I wild. Like how she clocked out right right at the end of the year, she's like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm out.
This is enough.
That's crazy. The youngest actor on that whole entire show was the one that played the grandmother.
Oh, the little lady.
Yeah, she was actually the youngest.
Jeez.
Estelle Getty.
Mm-hmm. Short lady, yeah.
Which Golden Girl would you fuck?
I'm not answering that. That's just horrible.
What? Come on.
Betty White, obviously.
If I was like born in the same life as Tom Selleck, I don't know.
So do you think she's the most attractive or like looks wise or personality? Is it the personality is what does it for you? Or is it just because you think she's hot?
I don't like this conversation. That's stupid.
What's the gaudy one?
First off, I'd just walk off set.
You would.
Come on. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to fuck
I'd Antonio Brown my moment.
You're out.
Well, okay. You don't have to fuck them, but you do have to date them for like 3 months. How's that?
Yep.
So they'd be like a sugar mama?
No, you just date them. You just hang out with them and stuff. Maybe kiss them.
No.
A little bit.
No, that's weird. Sorry. That's weird.
I don't even remember any of the other Golden Girls.
I just know that the Blanche.
Blanche, yeah.
B. Arthur.
Dorothy.
Oh, right. B. Arthur. Yeah, yeah.
Claire McClanahan.
Rue. That's her name. Rue. That's a Southern
Estelle
lady.
Estelle Getty.
Because one of them is the mom of the guy from Blue's Clues.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
I don't know. I think I'd date Rue. I think I'd go Rue.
Oh, my God.
What was her? Claire? Was that her show name?
Blanche.
Yeah. What an awful name.
Yeah.
Blanche.
Yeah.
It's a bleach and ranch.
Wait. What was Blanche?
Blanche those carrots.
Who was on the Star Wars holiday special?
Dorothy.
B. Arthur. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Man, they were not planning on making this show for the long term. Everyone's old as fuck.
It's one of those shows it's never gonna be rebooted or remade.
Oh yeah,
I'd never say never.
I'd be big spoon to Rue.
A precursor.
By the way, people, this is called
Rue's kind of a gross name too.
Golden Girl special.
The boiled sauce.
Right. Make a Rue.
I don't know. Betty White would be fun. I bet Betty White, if you got real drunk with her,
no,
she'd be a good drunk fuck.
She's a trip.
No. No.
Why are you having such a hard time with this, Will?
No,
you're going to get old someday. You're going to bang some old lady. You are.
Nope. I'm going to go in the mountains.
and fuck a fish?
No.
You gotta fuck something up there. Man, that bark is looking extra curvy lately.
Trout's yummy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Spilled some shit on this, dude. I think it's
all because they won those games earlier. Really
coffee.
Badly.
Well, you, all the listeners out there, why don't you message us and tell us which one you would date out of all of them? Yeah, just tell us your thoughts on this one. This is the whole episode. We're going to talk about Golden Girls.
Oh, my God. What did I open up?
Wild card. Yeah, but, you know, we should probably hash out some ideas for a league.
I'm not a fan of...
I'm not ready yet.
What an excellent segue.
Speaking of
segues,
we'd like to fuck. Let's talk about League here.
The creator segue.
Oh wow, you wrote things down.
I did not.
Oh okay.
That's from the League from 4 years ago.
The salty trivia time.
Oh right. Okay.
I'm just grabbing some stuff and throwing it in front of me.
We just added 5 hour editing. For David.
No, we're only 9 minutes in.
Yeah. Yeah. You just fucking.
I'm just going, dude.
Just clip and drag it out. It's not that hard.
Hey, you.
That's the easy part. Cutting shit out.
I like. Hey, you. I like your plaid shirt.
Yeah. What?
Your shoes are untied.
Your shoes
Fuck you. I forgot about that.
She yelled something plaid shirt, I think it was.
Plaid shirt?
Plaid shirt.
Plaid.
Yeah. Do I
Fuck your plaid jacket. Yeah, that's what she said. I used to walk up and down the street when all the college students were drinking, and I would walk by them and go, "Your shoes are untied," even though their shoes weren't untied. And there was this one girl that did not like that I did that to her because I got her real good.
He did.
She did. She looked. Double take almost. She looked and she looked back at me. And she goes, "Fuck you," in your plaid jacket.
She was wearing heels.
Yeah, she was. She was not wearing anything with laces, which was the best part.
Pretty good. Yeah. For the fuck you in your plaid jacket.
That was a good one.
It's almost as good as that dude. Get the fuck off the sidewalk, assholes.
That guy. Hat, dude. Hey, bro, you ever shit on a bra?
That might be the best.
Maybe we'll have to post that video someday.
That needs to go to as a real alert on the TikTok.
Hey, bro, you ever shit on a bra? And he just falls into the planter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so, the other one's like, shit on a what?
Reminds you of Jackass. Speaking of Jackass, February 4th.
February 4th. Yeah. Hoot's gonna come over. We're gonna have a little pre-Hoot party.
Oh hell yeah!
What day is that?
It's a Friday, I believe. February 4th. The last Jackass comes out.
Oh yeah, I'm ready to do that. We're gonna have a hoot down, and then head on over.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. You know, Jackass is definitely something just grew up with.
Yeah, especially this one.
I giggle at a lot.
Yeah, I think I was in my early teens when I was exposed to Jackass originally.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you remember from watching it? Any skit?
The shows, right?
Either or the movies. What just when you think of them, what sticks out? What bit you're just like, yeah. Like
I just remember Johnny Knoxville going, "Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is fucking butt chug or whatever." This is something random.
I think the earliest memory for me is the shopping cart or the urban kayaking.
Urban
kayaking. I love urban kayaking. It's probably the best thing they've done.
What was the one I remember was the.
The shopping cart bit.
The one over the little the one over the little creek. Was that the shopping cart bit or was that like the bicycle?
No, the shopping cart is when they get into the shopping cart and push them into the curb. Out. Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
I was thinking the one over the creek. What's his name? Did it?
God, I remember they did a pre Jackass. There was. Yep. Oh, God. What was that skating video?
CKY,
mm-hmm. Yeah, can't
get
right.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do. We should sit and watch everything before we go and watch this movie.
Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie, I have recently watched all the Jackass movies and Bad Grandpa.
Bad Grandpa was good too. I didn't think it would be.
You made a second one.
It
didn't
made
they?
Me chuckle. No, they made someone else. It was like Naughty Grandpa with like I don't know someone else.
Did you see that? I think it was Johnny Knoxville got Tony Hawk dressed up as an old man.
Yes.
Yep.
And he went to the skate park to just fucking trash everyone. Yep.
That's like my favorite. When what like Kyrie and those dudes would dress up as old people and just ball on people.
Yeah. What was it? Small.
So like awesome. Him showing up and just wrecking as an old person.
Yeah. Spike Jonze.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And him, Johnny yep. Knoxville. Johnny Knoxville had the saggy nuts hanging out of his shorts.
Oh, yeah, they're and like the a dog, so good.
The dog is licking him. He's like, oh. I thought that was my wife behind me.
Irving Zisman.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the guy shitting in the toilet.
Oh, that's good too.
But Spike Jonze had the saggy tits. He was the grandma
with the robe.
How much is this one?
That one guy is like, your titty's out.
Your titty's hanging out.
Oh, wait, what? My what? How much is this painting?
Oh, God.
Yo, your titty is out. That's just funny, man.
More grandma nudity. Well, yeah. Let's talk about. This is making it's Will uncomfortable. So I kind of like it.
Circle.
This was pre-YouTube, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
At least the beginning of it.
Yeah.
You know, I remember is
it was like 2005 or something.
Congratulations. It's that CKY, and all of a sudden it's a side shot of someone pooping. It's just like cheek, and then turds flying up. And they pick up the turds and go up to Ryan. I think it's Ryan Dunn that gets it. And they take the turd, and they like mustache him and then stick him in his ear. Congratulations.
Remember when they do the prank on the prank with Aaron?
Oh, my God.
He's the terrorist. Yes. And they, yes. They That's shave their pubes and glue it onto his face.
I had that in my mouth. Oh, yeah. Who brought crabs to the party?
He starts throwing up.
God.
Those guys are spent, dude.
Yep. Imagine just being able to, let's just fuck off all day and think of that shit.
I'm so happy we ate that delicious food before we
leave. I kind of want to know how much their hospital bills totaled up to be
over their careers.
Yeah.
Over their life. Yeah.
I want to know if it's over 3 or 4 million total.
It's got to be.
I mean, Knoxville.
Knoxville's
probably at
10
million, right?
Yep. Yeah. He's almost like Wolverine right now.
No, he's definitely broken though. Yeah. He's old man Logan, right? Yeah.
One of my favorite bits is when it was like an extra from the second movie, I think. And I think it was Bam. He was standing on top of like a ramp, like a concrete like boat ramp. And then the director was down the way. But like the concrete had like the crack in between. So you know how there's like slabs of concrete and there's that little space? Bam was pissing into the crack and it just went because the dude was sitting right on the crack and it went all the way down to the hem and his butt and it was just like his butt just filled up with Bam's pee. Oh, I didn't notice right away. It was like an deleted scene or something. It was hilarious.
Wonderful.
It was good but not good enough for the movie.
Yep. Good enough for, while the credits are playing.
Oh, the Bam bonus. One when they're like, are you crying? He's like, yeah.
When they trap him in with a snake.
Yeah.
A king cobra, too. Oh. I love Pontius, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He might be my favorite. He has inspired me. I think I want to do my Dunk on David dressed as Party Boy.
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely the most wholesome jackass. Yeah.
He only gets mad in one bit ever.
Really?
And it's the one with the scorpions.
Oh, because he's probably deathly allergic or afraid of them. Just like the snake.
He's got those swords glued to his chin.
It's crazy that they showed that. It's crazy upside that they showed that down. Stuff.
And he's just talking shit to the scorpions, and as he's talking, their scorpions are getting hit with the fake swords. They just start stinging over here. He just gets up. He's like, fuck that, man. And they're like, what's wrong? He's like, I'm all fucking over it. Like, that's the only time he got mad. And Bam goes, what do you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
When he had his laughing. When he had his dick wrapped up in tape like a mouse and had the fucking snake bite it. His reaction's the best. He's like, I can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was like laying down on his back.
They're like blow drying it. Oh, it was so good. So good.
This is a good magic podcast.
Man, we went from Betty White to Jackass. I don't think she was ever in one of those.
Oh, that reminds me.
She would have, though.
Tyler came into the store today.
Oh, I haven't seen Tyler in forever.
A gaming group that plays this other game. But they...
It's Jackass.
It's effectively like that. They said that every time something died in the game, you have to chug eggnog until you puke.
Bro, I love eggnog. I would win.
Yeah, but you had to have to chug it.
It's pretty
it's like
thick.
Chugging a gallon of milk. You're going to throw up.
Ugh. There was this
the Nog dude
musician that I saw in Bloomington once called Emotron.
Emotron.
And he had a video up online and it was called Wizard Staffs.
And should we find this?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, look up on YouTube Wizard Staffs.
That sounds like a trap.
But
yeah,
it's a trap.
You may not like this, bro. But him and his friend, they would chug those big giant Yoo-Hoos.
And
they would chug them until they were gone. And what then they would tape it.
Emotron? Wizard Emotron. Staff?
Yeah. But the whole
building a wizard staff?
Yeah, something like that. But they would just vomit. They were just vomiting the whole. Yeah, that's him.
Those were big bottles.
They would just vomit the whole video because it was Yoo-Hoo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was like a Yoo-Hoo, just a regular carton, chocolate carton, right?
No, a big bottle. Well, I mean, that's what happens when you drink too much milk.
If you're building the wizard staff.
Wizard staffs.
Well, if you drink it all at once, then you're going to puke it up.
What, of eggnog?
Oh, eggnog, yeah.
Okay, how to build a wizard staff with cans.
So the video,
music?
There are two gentlemen in zebra print tighties and white tank tops, or pink tank tops, and they're chugging Yoo-Hoos.
Gross.
Yeah, the one with the skull is Emotron.
That's Emotron.
He put on a good show, too. I was really into it.
So they're trying to imbibe lots of Yoo-Hoo to build a wizard staff. For those of you who don't know, you drink it and add it to the end. But they can't seem to do it.
Nope, they just vomit the whole time.
They are attempting.
Yeah. They don't quit.
They don't. It's rough. What do you guys like more, the tops or the bottoms?
The bottoms.
I do, too. They're pretty awesome. What do you like more, them drinking it or not drinking it?
Well, the whole point of the video is the vomit. It's never going to...
They were very committed.
Whoa, that was...
You got to drink.
Very so projectile.
What they're doing, that too, is they finish it and tape the fresh one on top. So you got to drink it.
Yep.
So you're drinking the staff.
Yeah, you're drinking the staff.
So look up that gem on YouTube if you're ever bored.
Wow.
I had to stop because the last one was pretty nasty.
Yeah, they kind of threw up on each other at some point.
I stopped before that, thank God.
Yeah. I'm surprised that video's still on YouTube. It's been up there for like 10 years or something.
You seen them here in Bloomington?
Yeah.
You saw them here?
Oh, those guys?
I have their CD or his CD. He took a shit on stage, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Here in Bloomington?
No, not here.
Oh, just somewhere.
There was like rumors that he was shitting on stages and stuff.
Yeah.
Are they even allowed back here in Bloomington?
He played at Uncle Fester's. Now it's fucking bro bar.
Yeah, I could see them going crazy back then.
But yeah, Uncle Fester's was a good place to see shows, too.
It was. I heard. It was closed before I got here.
Boo.
And
I saw people jump off the balcony into the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crowd surf. That was nuts.
It's
even the band people would do it.
The mathematicians would come and it would go it's nuts. Wild.
Yeah.
That they're from Troy, New York.
Where are they?
The mathematicians.
The mathematicians. Neat. Mm-hmm. My mom got
there's a band from Troy also called Sergeant Dunbar and the Hobo Band.
This was a time when people didn't sue everybody for everything that happened in a bar.
Oh, yeah. There was a Fulton band Heights. Called Sass Dragons from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew them pretty well, I guess. And the singer was talking in between songs, and I go, show us your dick. And he did. He showed us his dick.
Can't do that.
But the show just kept going.
Do you mathematicians? Remember when... You offered the dude a handshake from Built to Spill?
Oh, yeah. I tried
up psyched him out.
Doug Marsh from Built to Spill.
Yep.
After the show, I went, hey, Doug, awesome show. High five. And he went to high five, and I did the ooh too slow to him. And he's like my fucking musical hero, one of my musical heroes. So that was some balls on my part.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
But I was like, he's gonna remember that one. Remember me. He goes, "Ooh, you got me!" And I was like, "You're my favorite, Doug."
He's on the toilet right now thinking about it.
I made you come to that show, David.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I was like, I bought tickets. You have to go.
And I went and had a blast. And then I had to go to work the next morning. It wasn't so great.
No, you were very hungover.
Yeah, it wasn't that fun. Was not that fun.
It's pretty brutal. Show was good, though.
What was that band that played before them? They were pretty good. You ended up getting the record.
I don't remember. But they were cool. They were like a Black Sabbath kind of like shoegaze.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Yeah, they're dope.
I can't remember their name though.
I can't remember either.
Oh, well.
I can remember their songs though.
Big bummer. I remember what the band members look like. That's a weird thing to remember.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty, I mean, they had like a, yeah, they had a very particular look.
You always remember the good shows.
I remember some bad ones.
Yeah. Yeah, you remember those too.
Yeah.
I remember playing a show in Brooklyn.
Well, that's always a trip.
With a band called The Cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
And
the Cigarettes. Like
yeah, okay. And the Cigarettes. It was like 10 people there. And the guy came up to me, the singer came up to me and was like, "Good show, good show." And I was like, "Oh, yeah." I started talking to him and he interrupted me and goes, "How did we sound up there?" And I go, "You guys are okay." Like, you guys are cool.
Hilarious.
They were like a, oh, shit. Who's the guy that played? Who does the song with Burt Bacharach in the Austin Powers?
I don't know.
I saw him live.
No idea.
Old artist.
Yeah.
He's got the
Tony.
No, he's got the frame, the wired frame glasses and the hat.
Phil Collins?
No. No, that's gonna be my guess. I hate it when I can't think of shit.
I know, we're doing good at that tonight.
I know.
He was like the main guy back then though, like to go to.
Burt Bacharach. I think it was funny because only Austin Powers listened to him.
Sounds like a Star Wars character.
They sounded like a bad version of him. Mm. Elvis Costello. Thank you. Got it. Okay. Just hit me.
Gotcha.
A very bad Elvis Costello. Amazing. Which is saying a lot.
Amazing. Huh.
Would you guys ever shit on a stage?
No.
Yeah, of course.
In front of people?
No.
Why not?
Nah.
Mm-mm. What if it meant...
I'm a shy pooper. Sometimes, unless I really have to poop.
Would you sleep with a golden girl or poop on stage? You have to pick one.
Would you rather?
I'd kill myself.
You can't do that.
Aw. I'd poop on stage.
Yeah. I mean, that's super easy.
I'd just go to Taco Bell and do it. I don't really even have a choice at that point.
Can you poop on command, though? Is it possible to poop in front of people? Can you? Are you able to do it? That's the other thing. Yeah,
I can.
If poop, you're not able to, you're going with the golden girl.
I'll poop on stage. True.
If I knew, if like in the morning I knew it was going to happen, I'd be like, "Yeah, I could do that." But if it was short notice,
I could poop on stage.
Oh, it's a coin flip, dude.
Let's go find out.
You just fix your.
Let's go find out.
Let's go grab some golden girls and a stage and see what happens first.
No, you just face your body towards the crowd and you shit the other way so they don't see it. And you just tell them a story.
That's no showmanship.
You show them a magic trick.
You got to put something together here. Yeah.
Abracadabra.
You're either showing a crowd your turds or you're showing your wee-wee. to a Golden Girl.
Oh, you got it. Oh, man. You said to shit on.
Now
man.
It's escalated to flashing a Golden Girl. Well, it's not great.
Man. Show her what you got.
I'm sorry.
Show buddy. Me what you got.
This one time I was leaving Yogi's and I saw a guy crapping on the sidewalk. And I yelled, "Look at that guy's crapping."
And he started like, "I'm not banging a Golden Girl." No. Oh.
He started yelling at me like, "Hey, man, I'm just trying to fucking shit, man."
I'm sorry. Pissing's one thing, but shitting
just rode off on my bike. And that's Bloomington.
Yep.
If you're not in an enclosure while shitting, it's just...
When we used to tour, we had the point-and-shoot cameras. That's dating us. But we were in Pinyan, New York.
And, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's a little town, and we did our thing or whatever, and then like a couple months after the tour, I was looking through my buddy's point and shoot, and I was scrolling through, and there was just a turd, and like a bloody turd because he had hemorrhoids, and it was on a sidewalk, and I was like, "Where did you poop at?" And he goes, "Remember Pinyan, New York?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "I went outside and pooped on the sidewalk." I was like, "Why?" He goes, "I just wanted to."
I just wanted to.
I was like, "All right."
And he had to take a photo of it, too.
Yeah, dude. He took a picture of it. He was like, pretty gross, right?
Cropophilia, dude.
Yep.
Nasty.
Still haven't talked about magic cards.
No.
There was a Rick and Morty episode about that, right?
Yeah.
It was the Pickle Rick episode.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
It
yeah.
was courage, and it was a guy yeah. eating a hot dog.
Yeah. Morty's like,
"What's so courageous about eating a hot dog?"
That's right. Jeez, Rick.
Oh, jeez, indeed. That's good stuff. You know, I haven't watched Rick and Morty in a while.
I love their one for one court.
The Council of Ricks?
The court dialogue.
Oh, the reenactment of that case.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? No, I can't remember.
I can't remember. All I remember is
pretty good, though.
Kangaroo Court.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fucking kangaroo court.
What do you think about that full playthrough of Lord of the Rings?
Oh, Fellowship of the Rings. I can't wait. That's going to be awesome. The
dude played guitar and drums for it. It's pretty wild. Bass, too.
Is it available?
Not yet. He just finished the audio. And he's got a record.
This is the extended video. Version, too. The 3.5-hour version.
Yep. It's wild. Yeah, there's a guy on YouTube that transposed the, what the shit is that called? The score. The score of Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Rings. And, re-recorded it on guitar and bass, made it metal.
Okay.
For the whole 3.5 hours of it.
that's the guy that plays the entire song?
Yeah.
Entire movie?
The entire movie.
Yeah.
Pretty nuts.
I remember you watching that one time.
Oh, it's not out yet.
No?
It's going to be out.
Oh.
It's going to be... Imagine doing that. It's got to suck.
Yeah, well, and I posted...
If you're a big fucking nerd, it's probably not sucky.
Right.
Well, making it and recording it...
It's got to be...
And then setting it to the movie.
Didn't someone do something similar, though? Or maybe it's just soundtracks?
Somewhere here and there, but never the full fucking shit.
Like, make a whole Disney soundtrack into metal. Just convert the Lion King into metal. Metal Lion King.
That'd be amazing.
I can't for that to be king.
Kuna Matata, bit. Hip-hop one.
We're looking for a vocalist. Maybe I'll hire you.
I never hear Will cuss.
I cuss. Oh, I cuss.
You said bitch.
Oh, yeah, I never said bitch.
Yeah, you don't cuss too much.
No,
I don't. I like to...
Unless I'm playing kickball curse. And I'm really pissed off at their team. Then we kind of start cussing, don't we?
Yeah.
You do.
I can't.
I do. Especially when I take it too many aminos. I usually talk shit to people. I get real pissed off.
I just strike people out, dude.
It's fun to watch that. Good.
My knee actually feels good. I'm ready for the season. We're only like 2 months out. It's kind of crazy.
He might the rainy season.
We just got the first glimpse of winter.
So really 5 months out. I know.
Yeah, it's going to be postponed until August.
Yep.
That wonderful black
There's ice. That 1 year. It got postponed all the way to June.
Yep.
We were playing like triple headers.
I was literally outside in shorts a few days ago. And then now it was 8 degrees.
Yeah, it was pretty cold.
It was like, cool.
It's wild.
Make up your mind, weather.
Yep.
I'm just thinking of the Christmas special.
What, the Star Wars one?
No, the I know it's past Christmas, but like what's the Mr. Freeze and the Sun Man, the summer and the song? I don't know. You guys may continue.
No idea.
I don't know.
Think about what you're gonna say.
What the
hell? I don't know. What is Mr. Freeze? Is that what you said?
We're talking about weather. Never mind.
You mean like Rudolph?
Yeah, I was in Rudolph, I think it was.
Yeah, that cold guy, the Mr. Freeze is in that, I think.
Jack Frost. Yeah.
Jack Frost, right? Yeah.
Would you give Jack Frost a reach around? Or would you give Blanche a reach around?
It was like Mr. Winter and Mr. Snow. Mr. Snow and Mr. Oh, Mr. Ice and Mr. Sun. They had a duet there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mr. Meow?
Is this a movie? A show?
Old
is
Clan
it
Mason.
Something you thought of?
Hey, let's talk about magic now.
Okay. About those fun games we had where Aaron went off and then I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Let's continue.
You were like, the other night, we were playing magic and we were doing our combo-y instant sorcery fun time stuff. And you go, whatever happened to attacking with creatures?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Will did say that.
And then so David and I built 2 creature decks.
We did.
And we both shit on him tonight.
By attacking.
By attacking with creatures.
That hurt.
How does that feel? You asked what you got what you asked for. Oh.
There was a lot of attacking, right?
I'm happy that Brad got to feel some of it.
We did attack.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party, Brad.
Now, you welcome to the party, pal.
I attacked you, and you were like, why are you attacking me? And I was like, well, that's what you wanted, so here you go.
First
this
words
is the kind of magic experience you want. Well, this is what you're getting.
First words of the battlefield when we started open. Here's a 6-6. Mm-hmm.
I build a Volo deck. It copies creatures.
That first game, it went off.
It did. Wildly. Shit. I got some ramp and some card draw, and it went nuts. So,
and then he attacked Will.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I lived up to the expectation of attacking Will, and I did it.
He didn't want my reform to go off.
Yeah, I didn't want reform to go off. So,
and then I played my Godwick deck, and I slowed it down.
Not really. David just shit on us.
Yeah. <He did. laughs> That should spread like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
doubling season,
which is gonna prime us into our league play.
Yeah,
we're getting ready, we're getting worked up, we're getting fluffed.
I didn't know you guys were
fluffed for this
to play league. Yep. And I'd say in the next month or so we'll record a game.
Mm-hmm.
And but in the meantime, how about we guys how about we lassies?
No.
Hash out some deets on this leaguey boy.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a little pad and paper.
You do?
Oh, or pad and pen.
It does make it.
Paper and pen.
You're going to write
pieces of paper.
You're
going
to just rub 2 pieces of paper together.
I'm going to rub that extra piece of paper. I'm going to roll it so tight that it just fucking like scratches the other piece of paper.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
You gonna roll some paper?
Yep.
Is that a J?
What's
hash out the league details on the podcast?
Yeah, we should probably decide how long we want to play the league.
10 games.
I think 10's good. It's a good, nice, even number.
One a month.
Something like that.
Well, you know. We're going to do 12. Be a whole year.
Okay.
No, we'll do 10.
Yeah, we'll do 10 because we got to take a break at sometimes.
We could do 10, but have it last a year.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, that way we're not obligated to play one game a month.
Mm-hmm. We can break it up.
And do some other shit.
A little bit.
Yeah, just in case we got some creative ideas that we want to do. No. Gives us a little extra time.
Yeah. Like, what if we want to go play netball with each other?
You read my mind. Yep. I was just about to say, what about VIP pack netball?
Yeah. Yeah, this summer we're going to probably film a bit where we throw a bit at our bit.
Yep.
But really, we're actually just going to the jump palace place and dunk on David.
Oh, yeah.
David's going to be
taping
broken.
That shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear a mouth guard. I'll be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
100% different deck each week, right?
Yeah. Each
game, not each week.
But yeah.
Each game is a different deck. So, Will, you have to try at this.
Yeah.
I can just make you a deck every time if you want.
You just pick a commander.
This. I know how to do this.
If you pick a commander in Sol Ring, that's only 98 cards you have to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we say different win con as well each week? Like, you can't win with the same shit each week.
Well, why don't we say.
I mean, maybe not Thassa's Oracle every week.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know.
Why don't we just leave it open then?
Different win con if it's a combo.
Different combo win con.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mix up the combo win cons.
Why don't we just give bonus points to people that actually play their commander?
Yeah. Yeah, but then you'd make a deck for one of those times where you can literally play your commander shit ton of times.
You can still play the combo
point for playing it. You get 1 point just for playing it. You don't get multiple points for playing it more than once.
Oh, okay.
So if you happen to win like 2 weeks with the same combo, mm-hmm. you maybe subtract a point or two from the total.
Diminishing returns?
Yeah.
-2 points.
Yeah, -2.
If you use the same combo to win.
And it's frowned upon.
It is frowned upon.
And how about this? You do that, you lose 2 points, and you go last.
Next
starting
game.
The game.
Can I have a proxy?
Yeah.
Can I have a proxy to play in my Steam?
Yep.
Yeah, you can play with proxies.
I mean, no, I myself. Can I have John Chuffy play in my Steam? He won last time, right?
What's the point of League if you're not going to do it?
He'll play the decks that I make.
First Blood.
Oh yeah,
that's a good one.
Points for playing your commander.
Yeah,
just one.
Yeah, and only once per game, right?
Yeah.
Would you get certain points by killing somebody with, if you kill somebody off with non-creature or creature damage?
Nah, I think that's.
How about you can only use one color or color combination once.
One color. Okay, yeah, like you can't build two Grizzik Desk, two Golgari, right. Two Mono Blues.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
We can submit our commanders before the league even starts.
But we can.
You
we
don't
can,
have to have the deck built yet. But if you want to pick 10 commanders and submit them. Do we want to do that?
Sure.
Let's
sure.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's make a list of their commanders.
And submit them all at once.
But don't put our names on them so we don't know who's who.
Ooh.
That.
Interesting.
Okay. I like that. You got that, bro? Did you write that down?
I mean, I'm pretty sure we could figure out
we just send our list to John.
right?
Without telling him.
So that way it's locked in.
Yeah.
And we know that it's there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And submit then, deck list, and then they're anonymous, so we can see
no, the commanders. You submit the commanders, not the deck list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm submit not going to build 12, 10 decks.
But it's not sure who is.
Yep, you get to see the commanders.
Yeah. Right. And that way, but when the game starts, we can check it off. Mm-hmm. And that way, there's no funny business happening. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for you to see a bunch of cards you've never heard of.
So, like, if there is, so if like the command is it, like there should be like,
You don't have to have them built right from the start, right. But you do have to pick 10, mm-hmm. and we should probably get that done quick.
Yeah.
And then, do we want to do? It's random every week or every game. Or do we pick it that week? Do you have your own order?
Or that game? Yeah, you just pick whatever. Unless there's a certain theme.
Just pick what you're feeling.
Yep.
Well, let's segue into these fan suggestions.
We should do base points.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, for finishing?
Yeah.
4-3-2-1?
Yeah, that seems fine.
But a simplified point system, that way it's not overly complicated.
Yeah, the point system just needs to be whatever.
Yeah, straightforward. Conceding should be minus points.
Oh, wow. What a surprise.
Take back rule.
Well, I mean, I might concede just out of spite, but I'll take those minus points.
Conceding, yep.
Are we
no take backs? I say no take backs.
No take backs? Yeah, okay. No take backs. Yeah,
you play what you play.
That works.
Yeah. Read the fucking card before you play.
It doesn't matter if it takes.
I'm not talking about you.
It's already begun. Okay, then, Brad. I'm going to make a deck just like you made that one where you
just
read
think
the
about what
card.
You're going to play before you play it. And,
it's like, oh, this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some situations where we're like, oh, wait, it's cool. But when you're like, I'm going to play this and then be like, oh, wait, I don't want to play that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's like a rules question or something.
Yeah, you know, fuck up something. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That kind of, we'll consider it.
Mulligan?
What were you guys saying about?
What about
conceding? Do you want to make that a hefty fine?
Yep.
Like -3?
Yep. It can only be done at sorcery speed?
Nah. With the hefty fine, I think it's fine. Nobody's going to really do it. Hell, you can make it -4. That's a whole win. So
it is a whole win. We'll keep it 3.
What if you lose 3 games in a row?
Mm-hmm. GG. Or GGS, right?
You have to hold the cat without a shirt on. And
shower, right?
And I put catnip on your shoulders.
So this is what I'm thinking, which is going to make shit salty as fuck.
Do you want a ketchup mechanic?
People are able to take away points from someone and add them to someone else that's not them.
It should be like a quest or something.
Yeah, like a little side game.
Yeah.
Like, say, Will, something happens with Will. He's able to take away a point from you and give it to Brad. Do you think that's a little too crazy? I think that's a little salty.
That might be, might have to figure out and balance that out.
How would that work? Have you thought about this?
No, I literally just thought of this idea.
Okay.
I was thinking if you, came in, last... Like X amount of games, you can fucking switch point, like give a person points or whatever.
Yep.
I don't think winning in a row is good.
No.
What about?
We could do something like you save someone.
And then you can give a point.
You can give a point.
Or you earn your point itself.
Yeah, you can take away a point, give a point, or... I don't know, man.
How about the order that you go? The order that you go too complicated. So if you go out first, then that's how the next order goes.
Yep.
At the beginning of the game. So if Will loses first, he starts the game next turn.
the big if.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then if Aaron goes out second, then he's second.
Yep.
In that row. In that. So.
Yeah, yeah. I like that one. That one's good.
It doesn't. If you win, that's fine. But if you lose, you get a little leg up next time.
Yeah, I'm cool with that one. We'll just arrange the seating the way it.
Yep. Starting order equals reverse finishing order.
Oh. What if we had? Okay, this is getting complicated.
Getting wild, dude.
I'm just gonna say it. We don't have to do this. But we had a big stack of like sideboard cards.
Yep.
And if like, so like the last place person can take a card out of the first place person's deck and replace it with a sideboard card.
Yeah.
No. I'm getting wacky over here.
Yeah. Hey, stop playing with that there.
Oh my God, Will. Will's having some technical difficulties.
That might be too much.
Yeah, with that, I would probably just lose every game just so I can remove more cards from your deck.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh, wow, you have 10 less lands in your deck. That's scummy.
Just
that'd
one.
That'd be funny.
Mm.
One of each card type.
Oh. Yeah, that's a compliment.
I mean, my sideboard would just be lands.
I'm just thinking. So. I'm just talking shit over here. That or seems a little too wacky. Or it's a
stack full of soul rings.
Mm. 48 soul rings.
Yeah, have fun removing my one card so I get two soul rings.
Yeah, you have to discard.
Yep.
Which mulligan? Do you want to keep our normal mulligan rules?
Yeah, keep London mulligan with free and...
And do you want to do timed games or just normal?
I think we can just do normal.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about timed because, I'll be editing videos, so it doesn't matter.
Yep.
I think, we lost Will. Yep. His microphone cable shitted out.
It did just die.
Oh, weird.
He's number two. It was getting ready to go.
Cables break.
They just go. And they came with this kit, so I'm surprised they lived that long.
Yeah, I already had one go out, so.
Yep.
Is it kind of like static shock? No, it should be static shock because it's covered in rubber.
No, the connection's bad on the wire.
It just goes.
Yeah.
It's probably bad right here.
They're designed to do that, so you buy more.
Mm-hmm. Yep, nothing's built to last anymore.
Don't talk about anything.
Yep.
Just kidding.
Well,
maybe share a mic or something. I don't know.
Which McCloths do you have over there? You have some suggestions. Oh,
suggestions. Yeah. Let me unlock my phone. I just have a few. So you said, what happened to attacking?
We attacked.
All right, so this next submission is from Volrath the Fallen. I really like this one a lot, and I think we should do it. Fairies versus tree folk versus dogs versus cats.
Oh, do you want to bring back some old mechanics?
Probably.
Do you want to bring back mana burn?
Yep.
Ooh.
And do you want to bring back the legend rule?
Nope.
Oh.
Because then I just play clone in all my decks and use it as a removal.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Okay, so mana burn, yes?
Sure.
Mana burn.
Gotta think about it now.
SpaghettiOs.
So you can't have any untapped
floating
lands?
Mana. You can't have floating any mana. Floating mana.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's a basic mechanic of the game. By removing it, you remove part of the game.
You mean Mana Clash? The game we play, Mana Clash?
Mana Clash, yes.
Bummer.
Mana Burn seems good.
Yep.
You guys down with this fairies versus tree folk versus dogs versus cats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
I want to do it. I don't, we may need to look into the dog.
I think
legendary.
Yeah, we should add wolves to dogs.
Well, there's
not werewolves, Conda. But wolves.
Conda is a hound.
Hound.
Yep. Hound, yeah. Hounds and wolves. Not dogs werewolves.
But not werewolves.
Morophon is a hound.
Morophon is a hound.
Yep. Probably yeah. The best hound.
Yeah, that works. There's tree folk and fairies and cats.
Whoever got dogs or cats.
Oh, yeah. He's a fucking hound, too.
So
Chupacabra.
He is a hound.
So we'll do a draw on that one.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Would Siri and Wren count as a general for either dogs or cats?
Yes.
I think so. I think that's fine.
There aren't many non-changeling options.
Yeah.
No.
It's the dogs. Dogs, the cats you can get away with.
Oh, yeah. Cats, they're a really good
cats
option.
Cats can be
there's good.
Good,
yeah. But the dog one, I feel like you should be able to play Siri and Rim.
Yep.
Or Ren or whatever.
But we should draw those randomly.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yep.
Ren
and Stimpy deck. Ren and Stimpy tribal.
It's a happy, happy, joy deck.
Yeah, it is. It's better than bad. It's good.
You got to say that every time.
Oh, God. You got to put one tree folk into that Ren and Stimpy deck. That way you can have Log
in there. Yes. Good point.
Nice.
Good.
Oh, my God. Good
point.
This is what Volrath wanted from the start.
Yep.
Ren and Stimpy tribal.
Yeah. It is.
I hope I get that now.
The MTG Babadook. Do we know who that is?
No. Okay. Some random weird guy.
Yeah, some fucking cat shirt wearing motherfucker. I want to see just a game of fair and fun had by all.
Well, so, it'll be had by one, the winner.
So yes. We make have one game be the saltiest. We just make the saltiest shit that we could think of for 1 week. Like, okay. And that for Babadook?
Yeah.
I'm just going to put 1 week, one game.
So it needs to be Chatterfang, Umbris.
Oh, a Babadook week.
Yeah.
What Babadook else does he run? Jams. Rogues.
Rogues.
Yep. That's it. I'm crossing this out. It's a Babadook week.
Babadook week. We can wear the top hat and shit.
And we all wear top hats. Umbris, Chatterfang.
I'll ask
what's
him.
That rogue commander?
Ottawan.
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 Ottawanapia.
We'll ask him.
Yeah, we'll ask what the fourth one is.
Yep. This is a Babadook special.
He'll like that.
And then from Homebrew Deck Tech, they said, how about evens only CMC and power and toughness?
Yes.
That's
I've already
fun.
Made that deck and I love it.
Okay.
Let's do that too.
Tony game.
Oh, there's another one now.
Even CMC.
Call it Even Stevens.
Even power and even toughness.
Yeah, and CMC.
Even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We'll get that wrong. Because he'll try to play Soul Ring.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It just in 11 minutes ago from earthbind.mtg. There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. But then he also said, thief, pirates, booty, Caribbean.
So ooh. A pirate episode.
We can do a pirate episode. The thief, pirates, booty, and Caribbean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a great idea.
We all build decks themed around thief, pirates, booty, and Caribbean.
Pirates, booty. I'm going to build butt tribal, dude.
Wrong booty, but yeah. I like it.
Pirates, booty, treasures. What else? Caribbean.
Caribbean. Mono Blue.
That's a good one. I like that one too. Said the Joker to the thief. I messaged the Duke. You know?
Yeah. Those are my suggestions. So there's 3 weeks there?
Four.
That's four? A lot.
Yeah. Or one game that Fairies, Treefolk, Cats, Dogs. Yeah. Submitted by Volrath. That's a good one. We're going to have a Babadook week. Umbrus, Chatterfang, Anawan, plus one other. Tony suggested even CMC, even Stevens, even CMC, even Power and Toughness.
Yeah.
And Tommy, Pirates, Booty, Treasures, and Caribbean. Some Caribbean jerk chicken.
Oh, I know the commander I'm going to do for that one.
Oh, jerk. I'm going to be a real jerk.
I was going to say, yeah. Like Steve Martin. The jerk.
Yes, yeah. Just like Steve Martin's the jerk. Yes.
All amazing. I need is this paddle game. Yeah. It's fucking beautiful. God. Spank them butts and spanking.
God, that movie is so good.
You mean I'm going to stay this color?
I want to go watch that now. Yeah,
I'm going to watch that tonight for sure.
Fuck that! Good. That movie's good.
Yeah. Yep. Well, shit. What else you guys got?
I think that's a lot. We should probably.
We have 14. You want to make? We have to make it 15, dude. We need one more.
15.
Yeah.
15 rules.
Yep.
Make a rule that says only one game a month.
No, that counts up here.
You know, we'll film when we can film. Yeah. Right?
I'll put asterisks around that one. How's that, Brad? Okay.
We'll film when we're ready to film.
We should do a week where we build the deck.
I have to edit this shit. And yeah, it's not predictable how long I could take. If he's spending 5 to 10 hours on audio.
On just audio.
Yeah. You guys don't know. I spend like 30 hours on the video.
Yeah.
Because I like video and audio.
Do you want to make all group hug decks?
Hour a minute. I was thinking we should all build a deck, and then they get randomized, dude.
Oh yeah, we should.
Oh yeah, we can do that. Yeah. And then if your deck wins, you
get a bonus point.
Yeah, yeah, that works. I like that one,
and that'll be 15.
I was thinking maybe. I feel like we should do a commander clash where we all play the same commander.
We should. Except Turgrid.
Yeah, I don't. That's such a pain in the ass.
What if we all built?
So awful.
What if we all built Golas?
We could.
Yeah, because they're all different.
Yeah.
Well, how about we buy one of the new ones? Whatever new deck comes out.
Oh,
a pre-con.
Pre-con game. Yeah, we should absolutely do that.
Do a pre-con game? Like out of the box?
Yep.
What if it's only two?
One of them will have four. We just don't know when. Which one? Well, probably the Commander Legends.
Yeah, the Commander specific set will have four.
Okay.
And then each basic release will have two.
Two, yep. Planeswalker decks.
Yeah.
That seems good. I'm sure we'll think of some more stuff, but
that's a pretty good base, man. I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good start.
I'm kind of ready for a league. I think that's going to be fun.
Yeah, and then do we have any kind of like stakes?
We should. Everyone buys a VIP pack.
Flip it or rip it.
We could.
We could play for Ante.
We could all throw in. Ooh. We could all throw in like $25, and then the winner gets to
go to GP and buy a single.
One single,
and we tape it.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like there should be a prize, right?
Oh yeah, we can at least be a prize.
We can get a trophy.
Yeah. Oh, we should do that. Yeah, we'll look on Etsy.
Let's find trophies.
Yep. And then we can pass it around.
Yeah. And
we should just get
the winner gets to put those balls on it.
Just make the trophy look like two blue It'll be
Johnny Knoxville as the old as Irving Zisman with the nuts hanging out.
I want the league kind of vibe going on here.
There we go.
Hey, Will's back.
Just got to hold the cord.
Looks like we're going to the music shop soon to get a new cable.
Yep.
I'm back, am I?
Yep.
Yeah, just hold it still.
Don't move. Got to hold the antennas in a certain way to make the TV work.
Oh, man, I haven't done that in forever.
Yeah, the bunny ears,
Hi.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking ducks are migrating already. Burp. That's wild, dude. It's fucking insane.
I like all those plans, guys. Those are nice.
Yeah, you like those?
They're pretty interesting.
Do you have any deck ideas, Will?
I did have one, but I forgot it.
Oh, that's okay.
What if we did? What we go a little throwback to Brad's idea?
I am definitely
7 CMC though. Commander only.
Oh yeah,
or did we hate that?
No, I liked it.
Maybe 7 Commander, 7 CMC, but no deck budget.
Oh. Yeah,
because the deck budget, the game was long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Didn't help that I just kept board wiping.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only reason why.
We could do a mono colored for 1 week, and it's random.
We do the randomizer off EDH rec.
Yeah. You can be like, hey, this is your color.
Yep.
That you get to build mono colored commander.
Yeah.
Should probably roll or get all these random things
done first, and then you submit your commanders.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep. We'll do that.
We can do all 5 colors 1 week.
We could. I mean, that's 7 games there. We could leave 3 open for themed games.
Yeah.
Decent.
We can cut one.
Yeah. I think that's fine.
We'll have
3 open days.
We can go to 12.
That's fucking fine, dude.
Okay.
We don't need to push it.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I'm excited. This is going to be a long year.
Yep. It is. I need to make a poster for
it. It'll be nice, though, because we'll have time to build decks.
Yeah. It won't be each week. Sometimes it felt a little rushed.
Yeah,
that was pretty brutal. And I bet that didn't add any
work on our decks in between and stuff.
Yep.
Give us a month or so.
Gonna make a boxing poster with our faces on it. Versus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't built a deck in a long time, and I don't really feel
creative. I feel like creative. I have to take apart all my decks now. That way
I know, get ready to
get ready.
Make some pooping.
Yeah, I'll poop.
Then it keeps.
Can't wait to fan. $80 cards.
Some decks together. Yeah, sounds fun though.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have that on YouTubes whenever that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And hopefully people watch it.
Watching is fun, especially when you like, subscribe, and talk shit.
Yeah.
Specifically the last part.
Yeah, talk shit, talk shit, talk shit.
Talk shit.
Talk shit.
Maybe we'll get some merch.
Yeah, I've been wanting merch. Nick has a silkscreen press, so
okay.
We just need some designs, man, and we can start getting some shirts and sweatshirts done. I want to do stickers too.
If only we knew somebody that had a sticker thing.
I know.
We do. We can also get dice made too.
That'd be cool. We need some new branding, I feel.
Yeah. I gotta make an intro video.
Yeah,
I need to buy some equipment.
We'll get some shit.
And we'll get on it.
Yep. Hey, if you like what you're hearing, go to anchor.fm/allgs, and you can donate some shit to us. And, you know, everything will go right back into the show. We're just trying to make some good shit for you guys.
Oh, even if you know someone that will help us out.
Yep.
Connect-wise.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be monetarily.
Yeah, if you know someone that knows how to do stuff, let us know. Stickers.
Yeah, we're down with that.
And shirts. Probably use Wall Art. Wall Art has some printing shit too, man. hook him up, hook us up. We'll make some stuff. And yeah. Well, thanks everyone. Follow us around. Follow me at OddGsMTG.
I'm at Duder underscore OddGsMTG dot MTG. Sorry.
I'm at EDH underscore doctor. And remember, no doctor works for free.
Damn, coming in with the catchphrase.
I like it. I'm a fan.
Will's just fucking around.
Yeah, I'm in the Matrix.
We've got OddGs Media on YouTube.
Yep, OddGs Media.
We got some videos.
Our email's OddGs at OddGs.media. That's not even a bit.
Brad, have you heard about the Chinese man that rents himself through Twitter?
Oh,
what? No.
What does he do?
He made an account. He rents himself to do nothing.
Oh, genius.
People pay him to do nothing. Maybe like go get something to eat.
That's cool.
Nothing else. That's it. Oh,
I kind of want a chocolate muffin.
Yeah, and he only like he doesn't go out and like ask people. He just responds to people's requests, and they pay him to like go. Oh, someone wants to go play pool with a stranger. Okay, they'll do that, and they'll pay for him.
Wow,
that's real neat.
Yeah, he does nothing.
Oh, I want to shout out the commander. What is it? The commander. committee, the one and only
Mara. Yeah,
thank you for not banning anything.
Yeah, thank you for unbanning. She did ban one guy. Someone emailed her and said, my friend Zach's real mean and wins all the time, can you ban him? And he got banned. That's what he gets.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What's her information? What's the
I asked her to be on, and she said, unfortunately, she is very busy for the next 6 weeks.
Okay.
So, grow your listener base.
I know.
Someday.
Someday.
It'd be fun.
I do have a couple of people that want to come on. In response EDH, I want to get in response on.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, they have awesome gameplay videos. We need to do a crossover with them, too.
Yeah, I watched their last video. It was very salty, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, the saltier, the better.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about them getting salty.
Uh-huh.
And then one time I played with them, him and Jose and Albert teamed up and tried to kill me, but Velomacus went, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, that deck comes out of nowhere.
Does. Surprise, I'm a 7 CMC dragon.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Let's just all play Velomacus.
Oh. We should just build all Strixhaven generals.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yep.
The legend, the Elder Dragons from Strixhaven.
Yep.
Didn't we do five of them?
Probably. I don't know.
We've done a lot.
We did.
Strixhaven was cool.
So I mean, I built it. Just drop my nuts into fucking rice. I think we've done everything.
Yeah, right.
This is the dumbest thing we've done. 3, 2, 1.
Good stuff.
I thought you were going to end the podcast there. That would have been funny.
Fucking good. It's like the Sopranos, dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy new year.
Yep. Thanks again.
Yeah, make your friends mad.
Yep. Peace.